Hare Krishna. Question from Anuj Agarwal Prabhu. Why are the ISKCON devotees' pronunciations of many Sanskrit words different from the traditional pronunciations? For example, instead of the nasal Nrusimha, we use Narasimha in ISKCON. And similarly, there are other words also which are pronounced differently. There is Yajna and there is Yajna. So, which is the correct pronunciation, and why are there differences in pronunciation like this? Answer: pronunciation is not always something that is prescriptive. Frequently, it is also descriptive. In general, in the study of language, there are these two aspects. There is prescriptive, that means this is how it should be done. And then there is descriptive, this is how it is done. And language is not something which is a frozen code. Language is a living reality. And that's why quite often the descriptive comes over to the prescriptive. So for example, in English, some words are there which are used in conversation. For example, who done it? Now, who done it is a shorthand for who has done it. And it is used especially in mystery novels. Now, who done it was a way which people spoke, and gradually it came into English. So it has now become part of the way English is. So just as there can be words which can move from descriptive to prescriptive, so similarly pronunciation can also move from descriptive to prescriptive. So there are words like schedule and schedule. They're pronounced differently, and in different parts of the world, both are accepted. So the important point is that yes, the nasal sound of Nrusimha was the way the word was pronounced traditionally. But for a significant amount of time, and not just within the Krishna consciousness movement, but in other circles also, Narasimha is also an acceptable form of pronunciation. So in general, we don't have to make big issue about pronunciations. Of course, in some cases, some pronunciations are grammatically wrong, and they are also not acceptable colloquially. So then, that times we have to definitely correct. But where there are this form of pronunciation which are going on for a significant amount of time, we don't have to make it a issue to campaign about. If we feel more comfortable pronouncing it with the nasal Nrusimha, that is fine. But we don't have to campaign against those who use Narasimha as a pronunciation. Thank you. Hare Krishna.